the chorus has loved working on this music. It's wide ranging. You know, there are moments of repose. There are moments of just very quiet prayer, if you would, mourning. The sense of within the movement, the dramatic movement of the work. There are moments that, like we just heard, and then there are these moments that are, you know, highly powerful, highly passionate, to contrast musically. But even with those great musical contrasts, the lines are and the harmonies are so rich that never have the singers been bored with any portion of it. It's been easy to rehearse this piece because it's so wonderful musically. It feeds them even as they're learning. And the melodies in places are not very difficult. In some places they are exasperating, mm-hmm. but in many places it just flows. It kind of flows out of your heart, out of your head naturally. That's the mark of a good composer. But sometimes melodies like that can become cliche or trite. Not so with this work. The singers have found themselves and their spirits fed from beginning to end of rehearsal.
I was going to ask you if you prepared the chorus any differently for this Requiem than you did, say, for the Mozart Requiem. Is there a different approach?
This is taken a little more. I mean, it takes more sound. It's a bigger bigger sound, which is why for the group, for the chorus, we actually have two groups combined. I asked Jason Ferdinand, my friend at Oakwood. He leads the fabulous.
They are amazing.
The fabulous Aeolians. And so early on when we talked about this work, I called him fairly soon and said, would you all like to be part of this? And indeed they did, and they are. So the two groups together, the symphonic chorus of HCCA and then the Aeolians, and then even some other singers from Oakwood are plugging in. The chorus combines together to be nearly 200 singers.
Wow.
That's quite a sound. And so you rehearse a group like that a little differently, uh-huh. in some ways. For one thing, just you rehearse them separately for a while because there's no place to keep them all together. but then when they are together, I think both groups have aided the other group. Each group has brought something of strength and ability to the corporate endeavor, so that when the groups have finally gotten together, just in the past couple of weeks, really, those rehearsals times together have been thrilling because each group has been able to hear what the other group's been doing,
mm-hmm.
and they've fed into each other. There's been just a forward movement of the combination. It took us to a new level just combining.
I've watched several YouTube videos of this, and it looks like there are approximately 3 million people on stage. I know the chorus is big. The orchestra is too, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, from a conductor's point of view, it's kind of like trying to be the captain of a really, really big, big ship. You know, you gotta move the big ship. Gotta be able to move the big ship fast enough to navigate through the waters of the Verdi Requiem. But that's part of course, why this piece is so popular. I mean, this is a very powerful. For a lot of voices and big orchestra and let's not forget about the solo singers. You know, we have wonderful, big, great operatic voices, just a perfect fit for this particular Requiem. And added all that together, that is really an experience that you don't want to miss.